This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke, who was former President Trump's Interior Secretary until he resigned under accusations of misconduct, has introduced a bill to ban Palestinians from the United States and to revoke any visas issued to Palestinians since October 1st of this year. Although the U.S. has resettled only about 2,000 Palestinians in the last 20 years, 10 other far-right members of Congress signed on to Zinke's bill, which draws no distinction between Hamas and Palestinian civilians. Zinke's blanket attack on a vulnerable population echoes Trump's travel ban of January 27, 2017, just a week after he took office. Trump's executive order stopped travel from primarily Muslim countries, Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen, for 90 days. The list of countries appeared random and did not include Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, countries from which terrorists have come directly to the U.S. With tensions in the nation mounting over the crisis in the Middle East, Zinke's bill elicited criticism from fellow congressmen. Representative Greg Landsman, Democrat of Ohio, called out Zinke and his far-right Republican colleagues on social media. Landsman posted, "Un-American and definitely not in the Bible. Speaker Johnson, you going to tell them to pull this bill?" Speaker Bill Johnson, recently elected Speaker of the House, is the one who directs bills to committees and schedules them for floor votes and could schedule or stall Zinke's bill. The backers of a constitutional initiative that would reshape primary elections in Montana are suing the state to get onto the ballot in 2024, arguing that Montana's Republican Attorney General Austin Knutson's office incorrectly determined that the proposal is illegal. Ballot Initiative Number 12 would create a primary system for the top four vote-getters to advance to the general election regardless of political party affiliation. The AG's office says the ballot initiative violates the Montana Constitution and infringes on the state legislature's authority to regulate elections. The backers of the ballot initiative, a group called Montanans for Election Reform Action Fund, have filed a challenge to the Attorney General's determination before the Montana Supreme Court. Former state lawmaker Frank Garner, Republican of Kalispell, one of the initiative group's public faces, said, "I think it's common for the individuals who benefit from the current system to be concerned about how the process would change." The election reform group also is supporting a ballot initiative that would require most elections in Montana to be decided by a majority vote. Under the current system, the top vote-getter in a general election is the victor, regardless of whether they received a majority of the vote. Both ideas, the groups argue, will create a more responsive, thoughtful government. The Attorney General has the statutory authority to reject proposed ballot initiatives on constitutional grounds by finding in a legal sufficiency review that the initiative violates the Montana Constitution's separate vote requirement, which says that if more than one amendment is submitted at the same election, each shall be so prepared and distinguished that it can be voted upon separately. That means that a single ballot initiative should not contain multiple unrelated amendments to law or to the Constitution. Whether this initiative does that, something called log rolling, or whether all of its parts are essential components to reform primary elections is the central legal question in the dispute. Ballot Initiative 12 would create a new section in Article 4 of the Montana Constitution on elections for a top four system for statewide offices. Candidates would appear on the same primary ballot. All voters would vote on that one ballot, and the top four vote-getters would advance. But the ballot initiative also makes changes to state statute so that a candidate is not required to obtain the endorsement of any political party, and it lowers the number of signatures on a petition for a candidate to qualify for the ballot. The Attorney General rejected the ballot initiative, saying that voters would have to vote on each of these provisions separately. Other states' courts have upheld similar multi-section top two or top four primary initiatives. The recently adopted open primary in Alaska, for example, has withstood legal challenges. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.